Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
That's us, and it's a Monday evening, and we are so happy to be with you for the next 2 hours up until 10 o'clock. Thanks to Greg, who does an awesome job ushering us in here every week, and we're excited about that. He had some really good talk. But the next 2 hours, we'll kind of get into it a little bit with you on high school football, recruiting, college football. And we're going to do it with a lot of guests, and we do it that way every week. Because when you're talking or you're listening at home or wherever, you want to hear what these newsmakers have to say. I mean, this is, having the conversation is nice, but hearing some of the questions that we ask them and, put them in a position just like you would, it gives us an opportunity, especially during the summer, to have 8 guests on every week, college head coaches, because of the fact that when you take it into consideration that we have so much talent down here in South Florida, and we'll include the Keys and Palm Beach as well, that when colleges have a lot of these players that we watched in high school, maybe even in youth league, on their campuses, it's important for you to hear it from somebody from outside the area. Last week we had Coach Whittingham from Utah on, and they have 6 kids from Florida, and we highlighted the fact that 3 of their players from Hallandale High School graduated in 3 years and still have another year to play. And to me, that's part of everything that goes into recruiting, because if you don't have the grades, sooner or later, it's going to catch up to you. And nevertheless, this University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as a loyal sponsor of this show, we will keep reminding you about uhealthsportsmedicine.com throughout the evening as we take you up until 10 o'clock. Our guest list in the first hour, crazy good, as we would say. Coach Josh Heupel will join us from University of Central Florida, 8:45. Let me tell you something. We told you last week, that's a program definitely on the move. I don't care if they're Power 5 or not. That's a good situation. We'll talk to Coach Heupel. We have 19 kids from South Florida up there. You can't really replace that. Coach Richard Dunbar at Fort Lauderdale is doing an awesome job. I mean, you realize Fort Lauderdale is not the easiest place in the world to develop football talent at the high school. He's an alumnus. Won 9 games, won a first playoff game in many, many years last year. Has it going good. And part of his the thing that makes Fort Lauderdale so successful is they travel. They go to different places, expose the kids to camps, to colleges. Coach Richard Dunbar will join us about 8:30 or so. 8:20, Florida High School Sports Football with Josh Wilson. We have him on throughout the year. They cover the state really extremely well. They have rankings and player information. They have so much going on, and we're going to talk to Josh. They just had a 7-on-7 event that took place up at the Villages, and Josh was there. He'll fill us in. We had a couple of South Florida teams involved in that, but we'll talk to Josh Wilson in a few minutes. But we kick off tonight's show. I had an opportunity to go to Paradise Camp, the University of Miami summer camp, where it's a nighttime event. It's a Friday and Saturday for the recruits, Saturday mostly for everybody, Really a good showcase. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, perfect timing for Coach Manny Diaz to not have this in the last week of July, because now once we get into the first 3 weeks of July, it's a dark period, so college coaches can't host anybody. So they use that last week of July to usually have their event, which Mark Richt did for a few years successfully. But you find out at the same time you have Florida, Florida State, and numerous other colleges have doing the same thing. So what Miami did, and I'm sure people are going to follow a leader next year, is they broke off and did this one this past week where no one else was doing anything. Yeah, there was a few line camps around and things like that, but nothing quite like this, where the parents, the high school coaches, and the athletes went there to compete in front of former NFL greats at UM and current current NFL greats. Saw Duke Johnson, Herndon, Jeremy Shockey, Alonzo Highsmith, Gino Toretta, so many, Michael Irvin. But that's so great. And you get a chance for them to mix, especially the current players who wouldn't be able to come because July, late July, they're at camp. So perfect going. And over the weekend, one of the players that had an opportunity to, well, he was committed early, then kind of backed off and kind of weighed his options a little bit. And yeah, I understand that fully, is Elijah Roberts. He's one of the top defensive ends around, a great defensive lineman The one thing there's many things special. I mean, he's a tremendous football player, but he gets it done in the classroom. And you know how I like that. That balance is really tough to kind of go up against. And Elijah's kind enough to join us this evening. Congratulations on your commitment, Elijah, and also congratulations on what you have accomplished both on the football field and in the classroom as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me this evening.
It's got to be. I know it's a thrill for your family to see it all unfold in a sport that you've really grown to love. Combining it now at starting out at Coral Park and now at Columbus, Christopher Columbus, combining the academics and the athletics and finding out that it's a really, really good match for all the young kids out there. If you can, Elijah, let them know how important it is to get good grades and to maintain good grades.
It's very important, you know. It is no next level. It is no college. If you don't get it done in the classroom, all the offers, you know, it can easily go away as fast as they came. If you don't have the GPA, have the test scores, and if you just don't care in the classroom. So, you know, that's why it's called student-athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, and and the whole thing is, and that's the one thing, Elijah, that I every time I see somebody like yourself, or we've had Xavier Restrepo at Deerfield Beach on, that gets those unbelievable grades in the classroom, but also finds a way to dominate on the football field. Take us through how you developed as a football player when you started. You know, because the first time I saw you, you were already pretty big. So where did you start, and when was the first time you played football?
I first played about 10 years old. I played I played for Goose Park. I played, you know, a couple parks. I would probably say I got better. As I made the switch, as I transferred to Columbus, you know, I had a little bit of skill at Cole Park. I was like very raw talent. And as I got to Columbus, you know, I got to Coach Trujillo and Coach Hill and Coach Kelsey and a lot of coaches, you know, who just helped me. I was Coach Merritt too. I got faster, I got stronger. I started the conditioning coach, you know. At Columbus, just a lot of pieces and a lot of coaches who helped me.
Yeah.
You know. I just developed me.
I was going to say, too, last year you had an opportunity to kind of learn on the job by playing alongside two pretty fair kids in the Perez and also Passmore, who went to Indiana. I mean, talk about that, because those are two players that were really underrated. I don't think that they got either of them got the exposure that they deserved early on. Talk about what you learned from them as well.
I know my first day there at Columbus, I got a text from Jeremy. He said to meet him at the school at 5:30 a.m. And the whole three line was going to work out in the morning. It was the spring. And then I believe we did that the whole spring and even summer. I'll have some of the guys come out early before our conditioning, or we just do D-line drills. And my whole D-line was there. It was no coach. It was just us, you know, putting in work.
I mean, that's something that a lot of schools, you know, you got to have that. You got to have that leadership. And obviously that's something that you learn. As we're speaking with Elijah Roberts, defensive end, Miami, Christopher Columbus, recent University of Miami commitment. I know that at the beginning when you committed to Miami, it seemed like you still wanted to explore your options and see what was available elsewhere. Talk about Miami. I mean, it's a program. It's home. Your family, as I said, extremely supportive of what you do in and out of the classroom, and giving them an opportunity to be in ground zero of a very important part of your life, your collegiate career as a student and athlete. Talk about what drew you to Miami.
It just feels like home. You know, all the coaches are very genuine. All the players are from down here, you know. I know some of the players on the team, and, I know some of the commits as well. And it just has a home atmosphere. And also, I feel like I can play early there, you know. Yeah. I have a chance to field early. Just compete, you know. It's all about competing. And I always want to go to a place that I have the best chance to compete and the best chance to play. And the scheme fits me, and it was just a very good fit.
You know, Elijah, you heard me at the beginning before you came on. I was talking about how it was so well planned out that no guys who were on the fence between a Miami, Florida, Miami, Florida State, or really any other school could say, you know, I can't come, because I'm going here or there. It was a perfect storm because you had all the athletes that were, the top rated kids like yourself and some of the others there. And it all seemed to go so well. I mean, in and outside, the meeting the NFL stars that played at Miami and then former college guys, seeing the current players who were out there. Like, to me, I look at the kid Rousseau because I remember when he was a tall, thin kid. Now he's kind of filling out a little bit. Talk about that. I mean, talk about having that perfect storm. I mean, a great time, hanging out with the guys that'll be in your class, hanging out with some of the guys who are a year ahead of you, and also meeting some of those stars of the past.
You know, I'm having a chance to learn from those guys that are already there, and I'm in the NFL players that were there, and it was just a great experience. And, I'm having a chance to talk to Michael Irvin one-on-one, and he just told me, the things that have driven him and how he was driven to play football, the things that used to keep him going, and I kind of use those same things, I go hard for my family and for myself as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys are going to be this year. It's a kind of a different look. Good, same kind of look on offense with a outstanding quarterback, running back. Yeah, always have linemen on offense. Talk about this year's team. I mean, you guys, you feel that what happened up in Orlando left a bad taste, that you want to get back there and win this thing?
Oh, yeah, of course. I know we'll be back there. I know we're going to win all this year, it just takes a lot of hard work in the summer. That's what we're doing. And our team is faster this year. I'm on defense. I think we'll be more conditioned. And our offense, of course, I'm always going to be good. I'm a Coach Dunn. He's been great so far. So
yeah.
I think he'll lead us.
Yeah, I figured, everybody was kind of like, because I covered him last time he was down here, and once you're a football coach, and if you look where he's been as a coach, you can understand, when you're at a college level, you do things a little bit differently, and I'm sure he's kind of like put some of that college, not too much, but a little bit of that college into you guys, and it's added up. But listen, Elijah, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything that's come your way. I know University of Miami fans are excited. I know your family's excited, and we'll definitely catch up to you sometime this summer and into the fall.
All right. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime. Elijah Roberts. Isaiah Roberts. I just saw a guy's name, Isaiah Roberts. Defensive end, Miami Columbus. He's going to the U. I mean, and you'll get a chance to watch him this coming year because he's a very solid, solid student athlete. 8:45, Coach Josh Heupel will join us. At 8:30, Coach Richard Dunbar from Fort Lauderdale. And when we come back, Josh Wilson from Florida High School Sports. Radio.com. Radio.
Radio.com.
Back with you on the South Florida High School Sports Radio Show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Danny GQ. Good to see him doing some duty this evening with our show and Greg's show as well. The Centene South Florida High School Sports Show is cared for by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Larry Bluestein with you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much in our first segment. Elijah Roberts, defensive end Miami Christopher Columbus, commitment to the University of Miami, which is a very good thing. Don't forget SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, our website. Every day coaches are asking me, hey, I didn't even believe that, you know, they didn't even know about it. And I said, well, we tell you every week. We tweet it out. They read a lot of the stuff. If you go there, 10 blogs a week, player information, South Florida local anything. You know, I mean, rankings, event. We have a good blog on this weekend's Paradise Camp. So you want to check that out, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. We don't kid. I mean, as they say, 7-on-7 season. Who would have thunk 10, 12, 15 years ago that this is part of the complete landscape of high school football? You play your, you know, those people who used to say, but whatever happens in pads is everything. Not so much, because if you don't participate in these little 7-on-7s, you won't have many players left to put in pads, because they follow what everybody else does. And over the weekend had a really good tournament up in the Villages, and Josh Wilson, as he always does, gets around this state, made a good suggestion. Maybe we'll follow that up. A couple of weeks ago, he goes, I need to get a car sponsorship. And Josh, have you been successful with that car sponsorship to get your
not just yet. Hopefully so. I think it's just good things take time, Blue. You know what I mean? I mean, this tournament, the Florida High School 77 Association, it's been around for now just 5-6 years now. And it really, I mean, this tournament was, for what, it, you know, because in the past, I'm going to kind of set the table here for you on this with the tournament, is that in years past when it first started, it would be like little regional tournaments and they would have a little state championship tournament. Well, this is the first year that they've put it in a format of a 2-day format where bring everybody in, you have two flights of pool play, you know, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then you see everybody for the elimination tournament the next day. And I couldn't, for what I saw, it couldn't have been any better for the first year in this particular format. I think this is for the future, for the entire state. I feel like this is headed in the direction of what you see out in Texas every year with their 77 during the summer, because we all know that's huge out there in Texas. I feel like this is headed in that direction, and I got to give props to Will Benner, who is the head of the FA77A, and I mean, seriously, what I saw over the weekend was just teams getting after it, getting ready for the upcoming fall season, because they know if they don't prepare now, they're going to get left with 30 yards in a cloud of dust behind them.
Right. And Vanguard won. They won the week before when I was up at UCF. Kind of shows people that's going to be a team, and I saw their line is pretty good. So that's one of the teams, you know, because a lot of times, Josh, people say, oh, well, you can't tell much from 7-on-7. You can tell enough. I mean, you can tell how athletic people are. But in Vanguard's case, Ocala Vanguard looks like they have the goods, huh?
They've got some serious goods. Coach Edwin Farmer up there at Ocala Vanguard, he's coached this team long enough. He knows what this team needs to be successful. They've been to the second or third round of the playoffs each and every year. They know what it takes to be successful. You just have to figure out, okay, how are we going to get past that hump? Well, Vanguard for them is going to Class 5A, so that's going to be a whole different stretch of things when it comes to district play this year. I mean, for a lot of teams across the state, they're in new districts, new regions. So this is kind of like things are wide open. I mean, but you know, just talking about the breadth of the teams that were there. me and seeing some South Florida staples like Dillard and Dwyer and Westminster Academy. You've seen some of these teams that are, you know, in Fort Lauderdale. You know, these teams that, you know, that are either trying to be in playoff position or are in contention to make the playoffs each and every year. That, you know, that's, you know, that shows that, you know, hey, you know, if you, you know, come together and bring this, you know, bring all these teams from all parts of the state together, you get some really, really fun competition out there in a 2-day tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. Josh Wilson joining us, Florida High School Football. Not only that, you've kind of broadened the scope to do flag football for the young ladies, and because I know it's caught on. People don't realize how big it's gotten, and you know, I was telling you that we were thinking about doing those combines for them, because I mean, imagine going through the same thing that I think they'd like that.
Right, and girls flag football, that has taken its own, you know, its own trajectory. And actually, you know, it's interesting. You know, I'm starting to find out about some schools that are going to add it for the upcoming, you know, 2019-2020 school year.
Right.
And if areas that, you know, some people would not think they would have it because of the being the way the rural areas, and that, well, you know, they just don't have too many people. But it's starting to catch on in these places, and they realize, hey, you know, the girls want to play football just as much as the guys, and they're going to go after it. And that's what's happening here. I mean, you see, you got it in your Tri-County area where you've got almost all the majority of the public schools are in it. You got some good, you know, solid private schools, Monsignor Pace being one of those. Shout out to them, because they did have a solid season for them. So, I mean, that's what it, and really, if you look at it, Monsignor Pace has been the leader down there in South, you know, especially in Miami-Dade County. They were one of the first ones to do it before even the public schools did it. So, you know, it's just taken time, and now I'd say, because it didn't happen this reclassification of this week came out last week.
Right.
But I'd say in two more years, especially if they need is like 15 more teams to jump on board, and the girls flag football can be sitting at three classifications. That's how much growth has happened in 4 years' time. It's sitting right knocking on the door.
Yeah, no, it's getting bigger. And as we're speaking with Josh Wilson, Florida High School Sports, you got a lot of things planned coming up with the season. I know you do your previews and you do your all preseason, all state teams. Are you going to be – now we have
media day. I've already got blue. I've had that day circled on my calendar since last month. That day has been circled. My hotel room is actually already booked for that weekend, to be down there, to be honest with you. I'm excited about making and getting back down there for the Miami Dolphins media day again for all the high schools in South Florida. That's exciting. I'm actually working on one. I'm taking over the one for the Gainesville Ocala area.
Oh, so nice.
Taking over that one. Yeah, so that one. Not only that, I have Jacksonville. I've got media day for. I've got Tallahassee. I've got one in Brevard County. One possibly in Polk County. So yeah,
those are good. People don't realize, but it provides you a lot of information on a lot of the athletes.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. And then this weekend, I'm going to the Florida Athletic Coaches Association summer clinic. So that's just another opportunity right there to see some of these football coaches in blue. This coaches clinic this weekend. It's in Daytona Beach. It's the Shores Resort and Spa. They have they're the only group in the hotel. 212 rooms. 212 hotel rooms. All 12 rooms are booked.
Wow. Well, yeah, you'll have a good time. I can tell you that. I know that. I mean,
It will be great. It will be great. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Well, Josh, again, thanks so much for taking some time to be with us as we cook things up, because I know that our program director, Len Wiener, was nice enough last year to give us 2 hours on that day, and maybe we'll get it again because it'll be it's a Dolphin event day, so maybe we'll get an opportunity to do it again. It was a lot of fun talking with you and a lot of the players and coaches, so it was exciting, but we're looking forward to seeing you again, and keep up the great work as always. I know that social media, you guys are on fire. Also, the website's getting cranked. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, Blue. Have a good one.
Good stuff. Josh Wilson, Florida High School football. We got to get him a better phone next time, or tell him to go stand out in his – he lives in like a rural area. I'm not real sure if they even have cell service. But, you know, I don't want to cut him because he has some really good stuff to say. He really does. I mean, he does a lot of good stuff. If you like following high school football and high school sports in general, it's a good thing to do. One of the teams that he talked about was Fort Lauderdale. That's, you know, I kind of adopted that this program over the last couple of years. I mean, if you just knew, there's no real defined youth programs that Coach Dunbar gets an opportunity to feed from. It's a highly academic school. It's a program that he's proud of. He went to school there. But I'll tell you what, darned if he doesn't really do an awesome job last year winning the first time they've won in the postseason and 9 wins. And Coach Dunbar's nice enough to join us this evening, fresh off some road trip, Coach. Where'd you go? You went somewhere this weekend.
Yes, sir. We went up to the Villages.
Yes.
Up near Ocala, Leesburg area for the Florida High School 7v7 tournament with Will Dieter.
Yeah, Dieter. We just talked to Josh Wilson about that from Florida High School. Yeah, he was mentioning that. But the one thing is you guys are nonstop. I mean, we saw you almost everywhere from University of Miami. You've gotten the kids so much exposure over the last couple of years. And I know that a lot of people don't realize, Coach. I mean, Fort Lauderdale has never been a powerhouse when it comes to football,
right?
You know. And you have bent over backwards and both ways and sideways to make sure that these kids have an experience. You built a program. You've developed Power 5 football players, numerous college kids. You've given every player an opportunity to at least go someplace. Talk about that, because that's a lost art. I know you don't want to pat yourself on the back, but that really is. That's a lost art. A lot of coaches they go so far, but you've kind of really extended this a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well, the whole philosophy behind it was to, you know, like you said, we're not a powerhouse, we're not a household name. But what, you know, what everything is all predicated on, what recruiting is predicated on is academics, right, and character, and being a great athlete, right? So, and being good at your craft. So what I wanted to do was put the program on the road just to show people, the recruiters, like, hey, I know we sit on the east side of the county, you know, but we do have some athletes here that do have the high academics, that have the great character, and they can play football on the highest level, college football. So, you know, like, come on over here and see us. And if they don't come, okay, fine, then that means I need to go out and we need to come see you.
Yeah.
So, you know, so... Larry, we put the guys on the road. You know, we had Caleb Boateng, who's now at Clemson, and we had the twins who were on their way to the Air Force Academy. Before that, we had Jaquan Nelson and James Gardner, Jabari Williams, and Tesfa Samuels back in 2010. You know, and you know, it's still a grind for us. We still have to go out and do it. And that's fine if we have to. I'm not looking for a handout, but all I'm asking for is a chance for my guys to be seen and showcased like everyone else. So we go on this road trip, and we're going to – we did the whole college tour thing last year. I think we did something like 17 schools in 6 days,
wow, 7
states, or whatever. And it was not conducive to our recruiting process. You know, obviously Caleb and the twins got something out of it. But this 2020 class that we have, it is such a large class, had a high academic kid. Many of them will not play on the Division I football level or even the Division II football level. So we took time out to say, where can we go and get these kids seen? And the mega camps were the best. It's like a one-stop shop. Like, I mean, you got NAIA, Division III,
yes,
Division II, Division I, you know, FCS, FBS, like DCS schools there, right? So, you know, I got transcripts in my bag, and I'm showing up with 30 guys. Like, no, here we are. You know, I got transcripts and test scores. Like, what you mean? Like, I'm a mobile office right now. So, you know, but and I got the links to the highlight films, and I'm like, hey, yo, okay, let my guy show up, see what we like. And you know what, Larry? You know what? It worked.
Yep.
It worked. We had a number of guys to walk away this summer with offers. like, I mean, that were seen by offensive, defensive coordinators, position coaches, head coaches, and they're like, I want this kid. You got an offer from him. So, you know, so they get to show up and they showcase their skill set, and I'm handing them the transcripts as I'm shaking their hands, and I'm handing them the test scores as I'm shaking their hands. And I'm like, here you go. Everything you need right here, you know, and it worked. I mean, like you said, we just come back from the Villages. You know, we just capped off our road trip. The fun is over. Today was the first day where we got down and nasty in the weight room and in the track and on the track. And this is what we do, you know. This is what we do. And I got to tell you, man, the mega camps, we went up to Mercer
yes.
on June 2nd. You know, there was a lot of kids there, a lot of coaches, but equal opportunity. Then we turn around 4 days later and we go back to LaGrange College with a different set of guys that are Division III NAIA-type kids, but they got the high academics and the high test scores or whatever. And, you know, they pulled off, you know. So we come back into town. We go down to St. Thomas University for their camp, and a number of guys, you know, pull some offers down there. You know, and obviously we go out in front of the UM coaching staff because we're very high on some 2021 kids. We got a pretty good kid in Jaden Carter, our defensive
yes,
end, 2020
yes.
defensive end, that, you know, we're real high on, and we think he's going to be, you know, a real surprise, you know, to the Tri-County area of high school football, you know. So it's been a blessing for us. So,
Coach Richard Dunbar joining us, Fort Lauderdale High School head football coach. And the whole thing, too, is you got a family going there. I mean, literally, your kids all yes, hang sir. Out there. And it's, you know, it's like an extended family watching you guys in the spring game and just being around. And it's kind of contagious because it's like you said, you have a group of highly intellectual kids hanging out,
yes,
having
sir.
Good time playing football. I mean, and one of them is your son, and he's somebody I've watched since his freshman year. How do you – now, you got to be dad, and you've got to be football coach, and you got to be objective.
Yes,
and how do you approach his recruitment? Because this is his year right here.
Yes, it's hard. I mean, if anybody ever says that it's easy, I need to sit down and speak with that guy. Or that person, because it is by far the hardest thing ever. Because, you know what your child can do, you know. And every parent thinks the world of their child, you know. And I think I'm very critical of him, but at the same time, I'm very realistic, you know. Is he a Florida State-type kid? No. Will he work his tail off to be that type of kid? Heck yeah, you know. But can he play, you know, mid-major college Division I football down to the NAIA level? Absolutely.
Right.
You know, he has the 3.9 GPA. He got the 23 ACT test score, you know, 24, whatever it is.
Right, right.
ACT test score. He works his tail off. And I think anybody that truly knows him will tell you that the kid is a workhorse, you know. He's doing his thing, and he has a couple of offers, and the coaches all come in to me and say, we heard about your son, you know, this person at this school is telling us about your son, talk to us about it. And so it kind of, it helps me open up and talk about him, you know, as an athlete versus me, oh, I got to push my son.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because it is the hardest thing ever, especially when you got a ton of other kids that's looking at you like that father figure, and they're expecting the same thing, you know?
No, I hear you. No, I hear you. There's a balance there that you got, and better you than me, because I'll tell you that's a different balance. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. One of the class acts, one of the guys who does it the right way, and there's no doubt. I mean, your administration knows what they have in you, somebody who's going to work their tail off and develop young men. Again, Coach, thanks so much. You and I will run and to each other plenty, I have a feeling.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you, Larry. I really appreciate you guys for having us on.
Anytime, Coach. Just a class act. And I know a lot of people went to Fort Lauderdale back in the day. You could be darn proud because Coach Richard Dunbar has done a great job. We wrap up hour number one when we come back. Coach Josh Heupel, UCF.
Radio.com.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein along with you, and Danny GQ doing what he's doing back there. And certainly through the first hour, we appreciated that. The Santeen South Florida High School Sports Show is cared for by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Thanks so much to Richard Dunbar, the head coach at Fort Lauderdale, for joining us in the last segment, as well as Josh Wilson from Florida High School Sports. But now we pull up and go up a little bit north, up to Orlando. And tell you what, when I've said this all along, a lot of the people that know me throughout the years, you watch UCF, especially over the last 2-3 years, and when you go up there this year, there's just a whole different feel. Remember, this is a program that that has just achieved over the last couple of years like nobody else. I mean, it's just been amazing. And this last year, Coach Josh Heupel came in and is keeping that thing going. I'll tell you, with 19 kids on the roster from South Florida, 19, and Coach Heupel is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, man, it's great to be on with you. Appreciate you you getting me on, and enjoyed having you up on campus a little bit a week ago as well.
I enjoyed it. It from the Friday night camp, where even in like rain, everybody came from everywhere. I mean, every corner of the both fields were packed with kids, their parents. It's become really a family atmosphere, and at a school which is 65,000. It's awfully tough to do that sometime and personalize the program like that. But you guys have, and knowing a lot of the coaches that you have on your staff, they are the type of guys that can go into cities and take this big city environment and turn it into a quaint family atmosphere, which you guys have certainly have done. Talk about the process, because you came in here in a situation where, hey, you know what? I don't want to touch anything too much. Things are running good, but you had to put some of your personal touches. Talk about that.
I think, just in coming in here, I knew this was a great place. I just didn't understand how powerful the university, the degree, the city that we reside in, the state we reside in, just the opportunity that we have to recruit kids that are, within 3.5 hours from our campus. They grow up here. Their families get to be a part of the college experience. We're turning out, student athletes at as high a rate as anybody in the country, just as far as graduation rates. And the power that our degree holds, that when they're done, they're going to get a great job within this area, and they're creating a real network for themselves. And, you mentioned earlier, it's a huge university, right? 65,000 students. But I think just where we sit within the city of Orlando, it feels like a university campus, but you're 20 minutes from downtown, you're five right. minutes from being out in the country on the other side of campus. And you mentioned that the key to the whole thing is we got a great staff, and we got guys that invest in young people, want to develop them as people, not just as football players. And while we're developing them as people, the football side of it is taking care of itself. And we're going to be able to win here for a long time because we're doing it the right way.
Coach Josh Heupel joining us, UCF football. Coach, too, you kind of learned this from a lot of pretty decent people along the way. I mean, being at a great school like Oklahoma and then learning from some of the best coaches, some of the best people in football, and then moving on and, eventually being an offensive coordinator to get things going in your career. Talk about that. I mean, I'm sure you took a little bit of everybody with you, but certainly at the end, yeah. It's you that's represented.
I think at the end of the day, you always have to be true to yourself. And right. coming in here a year ago, a lot of success inside of the program, some great players, lost a lot of really great players to the NFL draft that year as well. I think in year one, you want to make it as easy a transition as you can for players, but at the same time, you better be yourself, because if you're not yourself, they're going to see right through you, and it's never going to work. And so we spend a lot of time developing relationships, getting to know our kids, what makes them tick, what hardships they've overcome, and really, you know, try to come from a place of love and let them know that we're here to help them in every area of their life. And that was important in trying to make the transition as seamless as possible. And you know, we do have a great staff that approaches it that way. But you know, my dad was a long time Division II college coach. I did not play for him at any point, but was around him all the time. He was a defensive coordinator. So my entire childhood, I grew up, you know, sitting in linebacker rooms and defensive back rooms and seeing them practice from the defensive side of the ball. I think that influenced me as a quarterback, just my background and understanding and knowledge of defensive play. You know, Mike Leach giving me a chance at Oklahoma, the staff that I've been around and great coaches. And, you know, my time at Missouri and Barry Odom and really just, you know, the collection of guys that we have here, we approach it as a team and communicate that way. And I think that's why we're consistently trying to build it the right way.
Yeah, no doubt. Josh Heupel, head coach of University of Central Florida, joining us. You know, Coach, another thing, too, when you take a look at from a recruiting standpoint, and when you were a player at Oklahoma, I mean, you had either played against or had some kids on your team from the state of Florida. When along the lines, when you had a coach and you had a recruit, you always found out that a Florida player here and there can really jumpstart a little bit. Talk about that. I mean, because you've been around high-level football all your life, but there's something special about a Florida athlete. You know, I mean, there's great football players in Texas, as we all know, in California and Ohio, but the sheer amount of athleticism that the athletes from the state of Florida has is really unmatched.
Yeah, I think per capita, it turns out more Division I football players than any other state in the country. Having recruited it, maybe not as my main area my entire coaching career, but having been here, you know, every spring and fall recruiting athletes, knew that you know that there's great players throughout this state and great athletes and kids that, you know, a lot of them are still multi-sport athletes and have a really wide base on their pyramid, but a really high ceiling. And they're a lot of fun to work with. And I think it's true of this state, just like it's true inside of our program. The thing that struck me the most, the first day you roll the grass out at one of our practices or you go to a high school practice here in the state, is just how competitive kids are, how much they truly love playing the game. It's not what football brings them, but it's truly their love for the game. And I think that's why, you know, when guys leave high school football here and go on and play college football, they have such a high success rate.
Yeah, no doubt. Josh Heupel joining us, head coach, University of Central Florida. And another thing, too, is the competitiveness of these camps and these, you know, that, and I watched you. I mean, you love this. I mean, I watched you watch the kids play 7-on-7. I always feel if you don't have a passion and you don't have a feel for this, I mean, you might as well get some other profession. But you could see yourself walking around like a little kid. I mean, you were watching everybody, watching every single thing. That's from your dad. I mean, obviously that's from your dad, because I mean, it's football first and foremost, and I don't care what it is, I'm gonna watch it. Talk about that, because your passion is as high as I've ever seen it for the sport, and it seems that you really love the game.
Yeah, I do. I love the competitiveness of it. I love walking off the field every Saturday afternoon and you look up at the scoreboard and you're either good enough or you weren't. And there's no excuses that matter. It's, you know, you're in a race against yourself and you're a race as a football team to be good, as good as you possibly can, as fast as you can. And
right.
I love that internal battle that you're fighting every single day. And football is such a tough physical game and one where you rely on so many other people that it really tests you just in life. And I think there's so many skills that you learn and lessons that you learn in the game that correlate directly to life. It's fun to be a part of every day, the ups and downs, the bumps, the bruises. And I love the collection of, you know, 125 guys on a roster. They come from all different backgrounds. They're all different shapes, sizes, and it takes every single one of them to go win a football game. And it's just, I think, the most unique sport there is. And you mentioned the camps, man. I love watching kids go out and do what they're passionate about. I love watching them compete. And that's the great thing here is that, you know, kids are playing 7-on-7 all summer long. Kids are going to a bunch of camps on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. They relish the opportunity to go compete. And in this state, kids have offers. They still want to go to camp and go compete against other players and continue to get better. And that's not necessarily true all across the country. I just think it speaks so much about the competitiveness, the nature of high school football players down here inside the state.
Could you take yourself back to Missouri? You're looking all of a sudden as this job right here is available, and you're looking at a situation where in taking this job within a 6-7-8 month period, maybe a little bit longer, you'll be playing LSU with an undefeated record. Was that ever in any thought process whatsoever? I mean, when you first got this job, I mean, that our last game of the season will be an SEC powerhouse and another step to try to prove to everybody you belong.
Absolutely, 100%. And there's a long road between thinking that and actually going and getting it done. But absolutely have a great belief in what we're going to be able to do, our staff that we're going to put together, in building a team, which is really about building a family, a culture where we're going to help each other achieve greatness in every area of our life, push ourselves to be our best. And it was a heck of a lot of fun, you know. It was a great year, great leadership from within our program. I think, you know, some of the players that had gone through transition before with the coaching staff helped the transition when I came in. They understood how important it was to create buy-in right away. I think our staff did a really good job of giving them some ownership inside of our program. And that was important in year one because of how successful they had been the previous year. But I think that's true in every season. You know, we talk about it inside of our program all the time that championship seasons happen because you got great leadership, great accountability from within the locker room. And those seasons are magical because of that leadership. And so we spend a lot of time on creating that culture, that environment, that leadership from within that's going to give us a chance to be successful. And we do have a great collection of players here. I mean, we have fantastic players, but more than anything, we got great kids inside of our locker room.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Enjoyed it immensely up there. There's a lot going on. And as my friend says, they're building buildings, and that's a good thing.
there's more construction going on all over our campus, but really on the football side of it. New locker room, new players' lounge, new meeting rooms, new weight room just got finished. We got the Recovery Cove, which is a big outdoor pool that's going in, Lazy River for our players. It's going to be the most unique experience in college football, and can't wait to have more kids from across the state, but from South Florida, come on up and check us out.
Good job, man. Warm weather, 12 months of the year. Coach, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Okay, appreciate it.
Good stuff. Josh Heupel closes out what is a great hour, I thought. Started out with UM commit Elijah Roberts and Josh Wilson, Coach Richard Dunbar, and Coach Josh Heupel. Don't go away. We have one more hour. We'll see you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.